Good morning, everybody. I'm Betsy Malloy. I'm with the Georgetown Women's Bible Study, and on behalf of all our members, we just welcome every single one of you, especially if you are coming for the first time. We are sincerely glad to see your pretty faces, and we know that you have come and will be greatly blessed by our speaker, our worship, and by the conversations at your table. This is a little Georgetown thing. Since I was made Bo Peep over there, this is what I do to get people to try to gather. And I realized as I was coming over here today that, you know, Pavlov's dogs, when the bell rang, did certain predictable things. When you're trying to herd cats, it's a totally different proposition. And so you may notice that the Georgetown ladies just, their fellowship deepens as I ring the bell. So, but your influence has been good. Our visitors' influence is good. We are now gathering at tables. There's wonderful food back there and coffee. Please feel free to hop up and get that. We're about to start our time of worship, and I don't want to cut that short. Our worship leader today is Connie Lindsley, who many of you know because she, not only is she at Falls Church, but she uses the word apostolic. And that means that if you look on her Facebook, which I have been doing, you see her doing music and also feats of athletic derring do all over the world. How many people have seen that? What do you even call those? I don't even remember, you know, the total thing?
Cartwheels.
Cartwheels, thank you very much. Haven't done one in 68 years. Anyway, so a wonderful welcome to you. We thank the Lord for your being here, and we want to praise him and bless him. So Connie, who is just a wonderful musician, is going to lead us into the throne room. So thank you, Connie.
Thank you all. I look out and see many familiar faces from different venues, different church groups, different women's studies, and it's awesome to have you all in one room. It's also, for a worship leader, interesting to know what to sing. But what it really sometimes doesn't matter what we sing, but that who we're singing to. And I love leading worship over singing and performing because it's not about me. It's about God. And so as we have the words on the screen, as we listen to this, we're going to start with a medley of well-known hymns for you hymn lovers. They can sing in harmonies. And I want you to experience the freedom, too, to be able to sing or not sing, sit or stand, raise your hands or not, because it's an audience of one that these songs are about. It's all about God. It's all about Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So we're going to start out. Why don't we all stand with a very well-known hymn. But let's just think about the words that we're singing.
Oh,
Father, you are great and you are faithful, and your mercies endure forever. This morning, I just thank you for your faithfulness. As a bookshelf almost fell on my guest at my house, thank you, Father, for little and large things, for your faithfulness, for guiding us, guarding us, keeping us in you. And I pray, Father, that each woman right now would just pick a trait of something other than them, of a great, mighty God who has come down and stretched his hand out in the form of Jesus Christ, walked this earth, and lived as one of us to help us, to save us from our sins, to heal us, to deliver us, to give us vision, to pop our human eyes out and give us his eyes. So be our vision, Father.
Be thou my vision.
Bless you this morning.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship him.
Let's worship the Lord. I'll worship.
the name of Jesus, Father, Son, Spirit, lover of my soul, bright and morning star, Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, fairest of 10,000, healer, savior, deliverer, kind, gentle, master, shepherd. Oh God, you are my this day. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise. You're my God, oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you, and I will see. A thousand years, and a thousand years is as a day. You've given us, though, this day, this moment, and we have a choice, each step, to go towards you or away from you. There is no in-between. There is no lukewarm. And we choose this moment, and we pray the next and the next and the next to follow you all the days of our life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated.